Your one stop for all your laptop battery needs now with 15 Metroplex locations, Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Our next ticker at 2:30. I'm Sean Bass, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This hour, Fab Radio, brought to you by Texans Cat Academy.
The Stars take on the Hayden Coyotes and Dave Tippett's Mustache tomorrow night at the AAC. Pre-game at 7, face-off with Ralph and Razor at 7:30. Brought to you by Southwest Airlines, AT&T, Lute Riley Honda, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's a gay, not gay. It's kind of hard to say.
It is 2:20. Let's rock some Gay Not Gay. What a versatile show today. Sometimes you gotta be versatile. Who wants to start today?
I think driverselect.com does.
Yeah.
All right, dear Gay Not Gay, here's an easy one stemming from the Super Bowl. Is it gay for your girlfriend to feed you popcorn on national TV? Please CC Alex Rodriguez for your determination.
Joe Buck had a moment of genius there.
Didn't hear him. What did he say?
Like, the camera captures Cameron Diaz offering him popcorn. And then it goes back to the play, and Joe Buck is like, I'm sure Alex would be very pleased that we just showed that to the entire world.
Another Super Bowl.
Probably seems innocent enough, you know, when your girlfriend's got popcorn and she's offering to place it into your pie hole.
Just kind of leave
the timing was pretty much perfect, though.
Yeah,
it's amazing how that timed out.
Yeah, it's like she waited on the camera.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the...
she would have no idea how to do that.
Isn't it the Pigpen character in Charlie Brown, where wherever he's walking, it's raining? Was that... is it kind of like...
a cloud of dust.
Not the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
It's not rain.
Yeah, who
had the shower?
Yeah. It was Pigpen. It makes no sense. The point is, it does seem like A-Rod has an incredible knack for just bad luck. Like
douchey moments?
Yeah, the camera just being on when it... you just kind of hope it misses you.
The camera was on when he struck out.
Like, you almost wonder
the ALCS.
How did that Mark?
That?
How did that Mark Sanchez situation that happened to A-Rod?
Sean, do you remember that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
When he struck out,
I do.
Who would have thought at that point that Michael Young would be demanding a trade?
Nobody.
Well, seriously, before pitchers and catchers, Cliff Lee, Vladdy, and Mike Young might all be gone from that pennant-winning team.
What are we gonna do?
It's insane.
Don't forget Benji Molina.
And Benji Molina!
Probably the key to that Yankee series, right?
And Frankie Frank.
And Jorge Cantu.
WTF.
Another Super Bowl one. A coworker of mine wondering which is the more gay team symbol or novelty item, the Packers cheesehead or the terrible towel?
Wow. That's quite a showdown.
Well, it has to be the cheesehead, right?
The cheesehead is gayer?
Yeah.
Angered the bear.
Especially with the guy at the guy at the Maverick game who had like a baseball cheesehead. If it's built like a block of cheese, all right.
Nah.
But he had the baseball
cheesehead. It was originally a put down, and they turned it into a bit.
That's right.
So it's
is that true, Bob?
Yeah.
So we used to make fun of you by calling you a cheesehead?
Yeah.
You do nothing but manufacture cheese.
That was ridicule. Yeah, you dumb cheesehead.
Well, that's kind of genius then to turn it around, isn't
cheesehead,
it?
Cheesehead, huh? Well, just to prove
that.
Just to prove that, I will buy a $20 piece of foam and wear it everywhere. The real genius is those who have gotten rich off
right,
the cheesehead.
Right, $20.
Dear Dan, okay. I was flying home to DFW from New York City on Sunday, and as was to be expected, there were many folks on my flight who were there on their way to the big game. In fact, just across the aisle from me was a member of the Steeler Nation, complete with jersey on. Just as we were taking off, he reached into his carry-on and took out a soft black sleep mask that he put on just before settling in for a long nap. Now, I'm not suggesting that sleeping on a plane is gay, but wearing a sleep mask to block the light from your sensitive eyes, even if using a sleep mask is not real gay, shouldn't there be a caveat that you are not allowed to wear it while also wearing a jersey of your favorite football team? thanks from Heather.
Heather, huh?
Heather.
Hmm.
There's no question.
Well,
this, this has no Steeler or Packer implication. This is a simply a dude thing. Gentlemen.
You can't rock the sleep mask?
Do not wear a sleep mask in public.
But it's so bright on those planes.
Even with the bright on the plane.
Yeah.
You guys know I'm right. You know I'm right.
What if it was one of the silky ones? It's like velvet.
What if it had a Steelers emblem on there?
Especially if it's a silky one.
What if it had a skull and crossbones on it?
Yeah, what if it had a...
Ooh, like a Metallica sleep mask?
Or like a...
It's
a
football.
An image of Saddam being
like
hung.
Awesome electric guitars on each eye.
Yeah. Then wouldn't it be awesome?
Shout out lasers.
I don't know. Why don't you take a sleep mask on the Stars road trip next week?
And, or what if it was fake eyes? So it looked like your eyes were open. Like those glasses.
Will you wear a sleep mask to Canada?
Maybe on the way home. Isn't our way homer a 6 a.m. return flight?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we'll be leaving at 2 a.m.?
I'll go get Otter and Burrish to come beat you up if you put a sleep mask on.
I'd like to see them try. I've been working out.
I went to a restaurant last night, boys. Yes, I did. Look at me.
Are you reading?
At me.
Are you telling a personal Donovan story?
I am telling a personal story.
I think he's using his advantage of being part of the show to get his gay not gay aired right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Me, personally? No, it wasn't me. It was someone else.
Oh.
As I'm with my lovely bride, that's not gay at all. And we sit on the opposite side of the booth, so that's not gay. Anyway, two guys next to us at a table. Square table, four seats, only two guys. Normally, just say, Bob, you and I went to a restaurant. Maybe we'd sit across from each other. They sat next to each other at the table. Thought that was very weird.
So,
by themselves?
Yes. What's the ending?
By themselves. They had a nice, lovely dinner as they're sitting next to each other at a square table. When I thought...
Two dudes.
They should be sitting across from each other.
Now, but they were sitting next to each other.
Right.
Were they using
Do you get it?
Were they using some sort of sports on television?
No. No. No TVs around to watch. They just talked to each other, had very nice conversation all evening long.
Were their hands visible?
Yes.
Okay.
Might not be gay.
It felt very, very weird.
Shoulder and elbows moving furiously?
Now, Dan, this one... It's weird.
So...
This one, Dan, may be controversial. Dear gay, not gay. I took this picture at the game on Sunday. The big game on Sunday.
In Arlington?
Yes. Does the sports exemption extend to someone in their 50s? I need to put this on Twitter. Wearing a full uniform, gloves, socks, bipads, full uniform.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl, though.
That's gay.
No.
No.
I think you get Super Bowl exemption for wearing...
A full uniform?
We had guys wearing Steelers pajama pants. We had just... If you have anything with your team's logo on it...
Full football uniform.
And you're going to a Super Bowl, you have to wear...
No. Modern uniform is gay. Old-timey uniform is cool.
I give him full... I give him... Went to your team in the Super Bowl exemption. You can do whatever you want.
Man, if you could find some actual game... pants and have everything check out the code.
That's borderline awesome right there.
It really is.
Not just because he's wearing Packers gear.
No.
I think that might be the reason you say it is.
No.
That's pretty gay.
I'm not biased.
Pretty gay.
But I'm, I mean, like, Seabass, just picture him wearing that SMU uniform all month.
And how gay did he look?
But if he was going to the national championship game, I would expect him as a fan to be wearing that too.
Or a sideline reporter.
Yeah, or sideline reporter.
How confusing.
How about some phones? How about Shane in Colleyville? You're on the ticket.
Hello, gentlemen.
Keeping his Garrig-like streak alive on Gay Not Gay. I love it. Bring it.
Hello?
Shane, you're on the radio.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Sorry, I fell asleep there for a minute. All right, so I was thinking about it the other day. I was watching Super Bowl. I saw that Kim Kardashian commercial with the Skechers shape-up. Nobody has to work out anymore. Well, a buddy of mine that I work with found out the other day he wears shape-ups to work. So I started making fun of him for wanting a more shapely bottom.
Let's explain what... I don't know what this
They're
is.
They're the tennis shoes that kind of almost work out your buttocks
thicker
while
sole.
You walk.
So,
right.
Like they're tough
our,
to walk in?
So our,
the soles are a lot bigger on the bottom of the tennis shoes.
So in our borderline...
moronic society. Not even borderline. Can we just say it's a moronic society? It's idiocracy. We've actually sold people on the idea that if they wear these shoes, they don't have to work out.
Well, you're toning while you're walking. So it's you're getting a workout while you walk. So if you walk a lot in the office, hey, you know what? You can get a workout while you walk.
How about go to a gym?
No, you can't do that. No, you buy these shoes.
Joe Montana endorses these. So they must
be. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, is that why he was on the other day? Or he was plugging something?
He was plugging a DVD.
Now, if Joe Montana is selling it, your buddy can buy it. But if Kim Kardashian is selling it, then...
Well, both. What about both?
It'd be good.
Because both of them are.
Well, it depends what commercial spurred him to buy it.
Do you think Joe Montana looked at the list of other endorsers they had and saw Kim Kardashian and says, I want to be part of this?
This friend of yours, has it worked? Is his backside improving?
Is it firmer?
It looks a little better than it used to. It's a little better than it used to.
Okay, then not gay.
I found his retort, though, when I was making fun of him. He said, well, they also make me 3 inches taller. So there's that.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You may have to beat this guy up.
Yeah, that's such a great guy. Yeah, that might be over the line.
But
even
though
you're worried about your height.
He's so in shape that I can't beat him up.
Yeah, but now he's in such great shape. All right, Shane, we got to go. Expo?
Thanks, Shane.
By the way, the Super Bowl picture now. Expo on Bob and Dan on Twitter.
Tweakers. So what are we going to do about that?
The Game of the Edition. Park Trumpet.
Yeah, that's gay.
Let's get out of here.
The Ticket.